It's the Adventures of Indiana Jim, special presentation of Star Wars, codename Starkeeper, episode 2 for the week of September 13th, 2008. Hello and welcome back. A little fun Star Wars music to kick this one off. How's everybody doing? Got a lot of people saying, I want episode 2. Can't wait for episode 2. Well, guess what? Just like clockwork, it's Saturday. And here comes episode 2. But first, I thought I'd share a little bit of feedback. So I've got several notes on this thing. A lot of Twitter feedback, too. You guys on Twitter have been reporting in, and not a flood, shall we say, but the Jesus Geeks, shout out to you, Spiritual Tramp, Scott Roche, shout out to you, sir, William Paul, I know he's been listening, and just pretty much a lot of people. So I'm just signing into my email here, and this is kind of, you know, behind the scenes podcasting here. I just love this song, don't you? I mean, it's classic. You know what? I mean, why'd they have to go and change the song that was in Return of the Jedi? I mean, you know, fine, Lopty Neck. And you may recall Lopty Neck appearing in episode 1 of Codename Starkeeper. Yes, thought I'd bring back the good stuff from the original, you know, before George screwed it up, as everybody likes to say. Let's check in with the first one. This comes from Paul. And Paul says, I don't play many video games, being broke. My reading of Star Wars novels has declined in the recent years as I've moved on to other series and authors. I hated the prequel movies. I don't think I've looked forward to any kind of Star Wars release since the final book of the New Jedi Order. But when I found out that there was going to be a big podcast audio drama set in the Star Wars universe, gosh darn golly, I got really excited. And I wasn't disappointed. Even though it's only been one episode so far, I'm loving the story, I'm loving the characters, I'm loving the performances, I'm loving the soundscape. I think the whole thing is freaking sweet. It helps that I'm a sucker for stories with non-Jedi heroes like Stark, who I think is great. I'm really looking forward to the rest of the story. Kudos to you, Mr. Jim. So yeah, said my piece. Cheers, Bronze Thumb from Australia. Thank you, Mr. Thumb, Mr. Paul, Bronze Thumb from Australia. Thank you very much. I definitely appreciate the compliments. And, you know, I thought maybe I could, I don't know, present some good dialogue back, you know, bring some good dialogue back to the Star Wars universe. I don't know how I did with the dialogue necessarily. But yeah, the non-Jedi character I thought was pretty important from the outset, to have a main character that wasn't your typical hero, you know, and so you're right. However, things may change in the story, but I'll just leave that for you to find out, for me to know, and you to find out. How's that? This one comes from Mark. Mark says, I just wanted to say I finally stumbled onto your podcast last week from mentions on many of my favorite podcasts, Slice of Sci-Fi, Pod Culture, etc. I love audio dramas and can't wait for next week's episode. Keep up the great work. Thanks, Mark, for listening. Thank you for finally stumbling upon the Adventures of Indiana Jim. I appreciate it very, very much, and I appreciate the kind words. Thank you. Next, let's see. Yes, let's go this one. This comes from BA. At first I thought it was Brian Adams, but it's not. So, let's see. Indiana Jim, I have just finished listening to your first episode of Starkeeper, and I am compelled to say how awesome it is. Thank you. You have me hooked! In fact, I am gnawing at my desktop waiting for the next installment to arrive. The only depressing fact for me is knowing that this is going to be such a short-lived story. More, please! He puts in parentheses. You're doing fantastic work! I love your production, voices, and writing. Keep it up. Sincerely, B. Christopher. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate the comment about the writing, because that's not the only thing I've written. And I'll speak more on that. This comes to my buddy Kevin Crosby, the gentleman who was my one fan at Balticon, who says, Indy, I'm sitting in the eye of the storm at work here. I can't say much because I have to speed through this, but I had to say that I loved episode 1 of Codename Starkeeper. And darn it, clean that up. Yes, you cliffhangered us real good there. but I think we need something besides cliffhangered to describe it. I don't have the Arabesh to look at and less time, even if I did. But right now, my vote is for being vape baited. Gotta run. Laters, Kevin. I told him I have no idea what vape baited means. He said he didn't either. So, you know, if you guys can think of something better than cliffhangered, be my guest. I'm sure it would help Kevin out, give him something to say repeatedly in his sleep as he dreams sweet dreams of my audio productions, which, you know, it's normal, right? Speaking of dreaming sweet dreams of me, it's Carissa. That's right. The Madame Le Grand in podcasting's Rich Siegfried's life. Hiya there, Jim. I've been cyberstalking you, Natch, but haven't had much chance to reciprocate with the email until now. Let's see what she says about Starkeeper. She kind of says a lot of things here. And still screaming, make with the more. She says, your chops, they is big. Thank you. I appreciate it very much from my first fangirl. That was Carissa, who enjoyed the scripts so much. She was like a junkie, and so she was my first junkie, a la Scott Sigler's universe. So that's it for the feedback, but I wanted to make mention, in episode one, you heard a voice, the disgruntled pilot, as I like to call him. That was my good friend and yours, Schwa Mulliken, who is on Twitter, Schwa M, it's S-H-U-A-M, and... God love T and Pip, but they called him Shua on the podcast, and that's just not right. But that's okay. We forgive T and Pip because they're nuts, and of course, T is now the Parsec Award-winning author and podcaster, T Morris. Oh, bearded one. Congratulations, sir. You is awesome. And so, where was I going with this? Yes, episode one, you heard Schwa. You can find him, Schwa M, on Twitter. In this episode, you will hear a voice, and I should probably recap that at the end so you can hear it first. And I'm going to give a big shout-out to him at the end. But without too much further ado, I think it's time to make with the more, as Carissa would say. Episode 2 of Star Wars. Codename Starkeeper.
Visionary Creative Works, in association with Warbird Digital and StarWarsFanWorks.com.
Previously on Codename Starkeeper.
Who is this?
Look, buddy, you're calling me, so it's naturally polite for the caller to convey some respect to the callee.
We're locking down a crime scene, sir. You'll have to find another port.
But I just landed.
So you're Starkeeper, eh? Courier of sensitive cargo, known in circles both savory and unsavory, has 100 aliases and assumed names with transponder codes to match, intergalactic man of mystery.
What's your name?
Arborn Zell.
All right, Zell. You bought yourself some of my time. Talk.
The nature of his death and the assassinations.
Which was?
Execution style. With a lightsaber. You're the only one with enough contacts and false identities to move unhindered in the galaxy. You're untouchable, Stark.
Don't give me that look, Morgan. I guess they told you my uncle was dead. That figures.
You don't want to get too close to me.
And why is that, Flyboy?
Out.
Zell!
The answer is simple, miss. Because he's liable to get you killed.
I knew you were a liar, Zell.
Stifle it, Stark. You didn't think I was going to let you walk away with the information, did you?
You've wasted enough of my time, Zell. What do you want?
Still making demands, are we? Turns out you're not as untouchable as I said. I'll take the data card. Don't bother trying to fool me, Stark.
How did you know about it?
Because I know who gave it to you. Like I said, you're not completely untouchable. Now give me the data card, or I'll take you and your ship with me. The hard way.
No, you won't.
Haj, you lovable little snot, you.
Flattery will get you everywhere as usual, Karya.
Let's get out of here before he wakes up. This information is hotter than I thought. I need to get off world as soon as possible.
What about my uncle?
That's what I've been trying to call you about. He's not on Corellia. We don't have much time before the lieutenant returns, this time with backup.
Backup? Why?
Corsac's records show they don't have Carol in custody, otherwise murder would seem awfully strange.
Which begs the question, how can they investigate murder without the body?
Well, that's the trick. Corsac's records don't show it, but I had to go higher than Corsac.
The council?
Higher.
The diktat?
Higher.
Curtin Lure.
You know of him?
Not until very recently. I'm not usually up on my imperial flunkies.
He's far more than a flunky. Lure styles himself as a moth. He's very meticulous, and they say he never forgets a thing. Anyway, I did some hunting. What I did was look at the prisoner transfer records. I looked at releases and acquisitions. Look at this one. Prisoner release from Duro Stockade, record deleted. A standard week later, prisoner acquisition to Deveron Stockade, record deleted. Another week passes, then a release from Deveron Stockade, record deleted. Acquisition 3 weeks later at Bestine Stockade, record deleted.
Right along the Corellian trade spine. So what?
Imperials don't delete records unless they really want to hide something.
Stand back, would you? I gotta lower the ramp.
Oh, right, sorry.
How do you know it's Carol?
Because I tapped into Curtin Lure's personal access. This is his file. Close your mouth, it's embarrassing.
So we have a pattern. Where does it end?
It ends now.
Ah, let's spit.
What are you doing on my ship?
I have the badge. I ask the questions. What are you doing in Curtin Lure's personal files?
Finding out what he likes to eat, when he sleeps, and why he's such a stuffed shirt, jackboot, imp nerf herder.
True as that might be, it's a violation. And both of you are of substantial interest in this case.
You mean the assassinations?
I'm sorry. But do you know of another case I might find interesting?
Assaulting a Corsac officer with a hydro spanner?
What are you...
Good one, Karia.
Yeah. I thought you were in your ship.
Not yet. My boot came unbuckled.
And the hydro spanner?
I still had it in my pocket.
I'll move the lieutenant.
Stop right there!
Can't catch a break.
Karia, take off! Get out of here!
What? No!
You need us!
Wrong. She needs you. Get going and find Carol.
No way. Morgan, you're coming with...
Get out of here.
Help! He's trying to rob us!
Put your weapon down now! Corsac, this is Horn. I need a unit to... The Dorn hangar! Taking fire! Officer down! I believe she's alive. Oh, no, you don't! Stop! Be advised, suspect fleeing in a Sinar ship. Looks like a lone Scout A, modified. I'm checking on Vasiri. She's alive.
We've got units closing on your position. Does she need medical?
Negative. I do not need medical. Just get the dirty son of a...
She's fine. We're in pursuit. Horn out. Are you all right, Ayala?
It's Lieutenant Corporal. Just get the bird in the air. Oh. And get an ice pack out of the med kit.
Yes, sir. Ma'am. Lieutenant.
One of these days, I'm going to teach you some respect, Horn.
Get Carol back, Karia. Get him back. All right, where's the Corsac help? Ah, here they come.
Anyone have a visual?
He's heading toward the aqueduct.
Why there?
Doesn't matter.
If he murdered Carol Doran, why try to stay planetside? In fact, why would he come back at all?
Are you officially eliminating a suspect, Lieutenant? Besides, my gut tells me this is bigger.
Morgan, what are you doing?
Blast a girl. Get out of here, Karia.
I'm not leaving you like this.
What's going on?
He's on an encrypted signal, jamming our comm scan. That's Slicer's work, no doubt.
Slicer? What Slicer?
The skinny kid who worked for Doran.
You're kidding me, right?
There is much you do not know, my young apprentice.
Why do I suddenly have a very bad feeling about this?
Karia, please. This isn't a suicide run, trust me. I still have a job to do.
Morgan, I...
No, you don't. Now get off world. Their comm scan won't be full for long. Take care of her, Hodge.
Will do. May the Force be with you.
Let's hope so.
What is he doing?
Getting Titan on the water, but where's he going to go?
Can't anyone catch this guy?
His shields are weakening.
We don't want him destroyed, Corporal. We want him caught.
Heavy patrol boat inbound. We can use the tethers.
If we don't slow him down, the heavy boat won't have anything to catch.
Engage capsule mode. Code 4-9er Echo.
Oop! I've put on a few pounds. Okay.
All set. System stable and 3, 2, 1.
It's going in the tunnel.
Watch that tunnel exit.
You think he's gonna stop in there at that speed? Ah, he's coming out now.
He's slowing down. Finally. Get the heavy boat in here. Get him quick.
Sispawn, he's speeding up.
What?
The filtration plant. He's not gonna...
Caria. Caria.
What?
We need to move.
Much too cramped in there. Either I need to have the next one built larger or ease up on the croissant pastries. Maybe I need to take on a few cargo hauls. Big ones. What the? Gas?
Dioxys, not good.
End of the line for you, Starkeeper. And you are coming with me. This is Cell. I have your cargo. Good. I hate to be kept waiting for payment.
You've been listening to Star Wars, codename Starkeeper, starring the voice talents of
Jim Perry as Morgan Stark, Steve Saylor as Arborn Zell, Chris Dickey as Hajj, Silas Carter as Caria Doran, Christopher Walker as Corin Horn, Philippa Ballantyne as Ayella Wasiri.
Star Wars and all related original characters, planets, vehicles, and music herein is property of Lucasfilm Limited, and no infringing claims are intended. Visit podcast.indianajim.net for more information related to this project, as well as www.starwarsfanworks.com, your home for the best in Star Wars fan audio.
What is the weird show? UFOs, Bigfoot, frontier science,
magic,
outer space,
strange people,
robots, dinosaurs,
cryptozoology,
wonders,
evolution,
meat trees,
history,
alien life,
mysteries,
the occult,
chupacabra,
giant,
artificial intelligence,
alternative technology,
ancient,
quasi
extreme foods,
tangential views,
environmentalism,
myths,
wild analogies,
electricity,
trance,
memory
manipulation?
Ah, hell, I don't know. But it's a lot of fun. It comes out every week, and it's guaranteed to be weird. A roundup of news stories, some of which you may have heard of before, but you've never heard them like this. Find out more at uncaffeinated.ca.
You know, I'm thinking maybe one of these days soon I should maybe produce a regular podcast episode. That is the now Parsec Award-winning Encaffeinated One. Kudos to you, sir. Kudos to you for winning a Parsec for The Weird Show. And so this show's going Canadian. I want you to know that. Chris Dickey, who is Hajj in this production, he is in Toronto, Canada, and so is the Encaffeinated One. They're both from Toronto, and the Encaffeinated One, I must say, probably next to John Smarr
has the best voice in podcasting. John's is very deep and robust. Of course, you hear him on regular episodes here. But the caffeinated one sure does have a good one, too. And I could listen to him talk probably about, I don't know, Canadian phone books. And, you know, I don't know. They're probably pretty small, but... Okay, so, in that episode, I hope you enjoyed it, you will have heard the voice of Brand Gamblin, who does the podcast Calls for Cthulhu. Cthulhu, spelled C-T-H-U-L-U. Yes, it is a video podcast where Cthulhu, the great, dark, monstrous demigod of the underworld, takes your phone calls and then swallows your soul. And so I'll provide a link to Brand's production in the show notes. And I believe he was the only guest voice you would have heard in episode 2. And I do also want to thank Podcasting's Rich Sickford, of course, for having his cameo in episode 1. He will return in episode 3 next Saturday. So be listening for Podcasting's Mr. Podcasting's Rich Sickford. I got a lot of other guest voices coming up in this production. The podcasting stars, they do grow as this thing moves along. In fact, I think episode 6 has the most cameo appearances by some big podcasting stars. 6 and 7 really have the big cameos. Episode 5 will be my favorite of all cameos. I think you guys are gonna love it. I really, really do. I really do. And you know what I think I'm gonna do? I think I'm gonna give you just an itty bitty teaser. That's what I'm gonna do right here, right now. If you're even now doubting, you're wondering, should I keep listening or should I not keep listening? You can hear my mouse click. Well, let me give you a little taste, as it were, right here, right now.
Tired of this post. Seriously.
I hear ya. I've got plans, though. As soon as my commission's up, I'm putting military life behind me.
Yeah? What are you gonna do?
Well, this is gonna sound stupid, but I want to be a writer.
And that, my dear ones, is all you get. I need to play some things close to the vest, eh? Yes, I do. So, really, I don't think there's anything else I need to say. The voicemail line no longer exists because nobody called it, and I didn't really feel like calling my own voicemail number just to keep it active, you know. One of these days, when we get the Indy 4 DVD, the wife and I are going to sit down and do a review of that movie, eventually, you know. because I think she saw it once, and I've seen it 3 or 4 times, so she's got to catch up. Anyway, and I have voicemail for that, that's why I brought that up. So, you know, more voices to come. Let's see, episode 3, obviously Rich Sigfrit comes back, I think that's it in episode 3, I just can't remember, maybe, does Dirk Harkness show up? Oh, anyway, forget it, you know, we'll get there, okay, I've rambled long enough, it's 24 minutes, and the majority of this has been jibber jabber, so anyway, enough with the jibber jabber, I'm gonna call it a night, and... basically calling a night. So you can email your feedback to podcast@indianagym.net. Don't forget to visit the blog. Go to podcast.indianagym.net. Please leave your comments there. Follow me on Twitter. I am Indiana Jim. You know, send your feedback, people. I need to hear from you. And you can have your voice, too, heard on this show. Send an MP3 of your voice as a voicemail to that email address, and we'll get you in the show. Promise.
Yeah. You've been listening to The Adventures of Indiana Jim.
Sorry, that was a little loud.
A production of Visionary Creative Works. Visit podcast.indianajim.net and leave comments on the blog.
Yes, please.
Send in your emails and audio feedback to podcast@indianajim.net. I'm Dr. John Smart. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
You gotta admit, that's really the best part of the outro, right there.